Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and today's Untold Story has been, at this point, 2 years in the making. Back in 2017, I went down and covered the dedication of the Richard C. Wilson St. Cloud Community Outpost, otherwise known as the Cop House, down on the south side of St. Cloud. At this event, there are numerous politicians and city officials, as well as representatives from partner organizations, that gave speeches and discussed what the Cop House was going to mean to the community. Well, it's 2 years later. So in today's Untold Story, for the first half, we're going to hear about what they wanted to do. And in the second half, we'll hear from St. Cloud Mayor David Kleiss and Officer Dan McClure about the difference that the Community Outpost House has made over the last 2 years. And spoiler alert, they won an award. So we'll start off hearing from Officer Dan McClure from back in 2017.
Sweet. Okay, so why don't you just tell me your name real quick, and how did this project come about? This is, you know, what is your involvement, I guess?
Absolutely. I'm Dan McClure. I'm a police officer of the city of St. Cloud. Been an officer for 10 years. About 3 years ago, we were dealing with some crime here in the south side, and it was continued crime. And I'm from Racine, Wisconsin, where they have the Cop House program. Mm-hmm. And so they started this program back in 1993. The late Chief Polzine brought community policing to Racine. And with that, brought crime rates down, brought a community together. And so I thought in 2014, maybe we could bring this to St. Cloud. And so I had a frank conversation with the chief, just really briefly about, hey, I know this program, here's an idea. And he loved it. We took off with it. A couple months later, we took a long road trip to Racine and met with a great partner, Racine Police Department, and also the Mount Pleasant Police Department, and toured their 7 cop houses. And from there, it's been the work of the Rotary, the work of so many community members to put this thing together. It's been awesome.
So what exactly do you think a place like this does for the, how does it make that effect? How does it cause that to happen? You got any ideas?
Absolutely. You know, we have 4 officers that will be office out of the office upstairs in the house. It gives us greater connectability with the residents down here in the community. We can also bring in services. Stearns Human Services will be having an office in the house, along with CentraCare for some health and wellness programs. The community room space for groups to come in and give presentations. We already have Catholic Charities coming in to do a few educational programs. So a lot of entities coming in and providing a great service down here, along with our great partners at St. Cloud State University, the Southside Boys and Girls Club. Tremendous honor to be working with those folks as well.
Well, so if somebody had an idea about a potential partnership that, you know, they could jump in down here as well, how would they go about doing that? How would they go about getting a hold of y'all?
Absolutely. They can contact me, Dan McClure again, Lieutenant Lori Ellering, Sergeant Lucas Stingman. The 3 of us have been kind of heading this project, obviously along with our chief. Just call the police department and ask for one of us, and we'll certainly be able to help you out. And any type of program is welcome. As long as, you know, it fits the mission of the house, that we serve the community members down here. And we're looking forward to a great, bright future.
Really? Well, excellent.
I'm Dean Roble. I'm the fire chief for the St. Cloud Fire Department.
How does this project help you guys out with your goals?
Well, what it gives us the opportunity is intermingle with the local community, just like the police department does. We do fire prevention activities and different things, and this will just give us a location that we can set up and we can come down during Fire Prevention Week, National Night Out, different places like that. So it's a really great outreach for all of public safety, police, fire, and Gold Cross. So.
Yeah,
it gives us the opportunity of a place where it isn't quite so formal. Also, people don't have to make it downtown or out to one of the stations, and it's right in their neighborhood. They're able to walk there and things like that, so it'll be a really great opportunity to mingle with the kids and the adults, all the families. They like looking at fire trucks, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't?
Yes, exactly.
So when do you think this thing's going to be operational?
The house itself?
Yeah.
Actually, they're working it there. Have it open right now. We're not down here every day or even every other day. We'll just be down, the fire department will be down during special occasions, special events, different things like that. Whereas the police and Gold Cross and some of the other organizations that are utilizing it will be down here more often. But right now, there's people here on a daily basis, I believe. Well, we do a lot of interaction. We made it out to about 50 different picnics for National Night Out. We do organizations like Summertime by George. We're active in. We go out to different school activities. We do tours for Boy Scouts, for school classes. And we go out to a lot of different organizations, whether it's Know Your Neighbor or we'll come down here. We're at this or this event, just showing off the fire truck, handing out baseball cards with fire trucks on them and stickers and things like that. We just like to get in front of the kids as much as possible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they learn that stuff, and then they prevent fires, and then there you go.
I want to thank the public for being in supportive of the fire department and all public safety in general and to make this house possible. It's a great thing for the city, and I look forward to being part of it in the future and the next ones.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So my name is Ely Deeb. I'm the operational supervisor over at Go Cross Ambulance. And we're teaming up with the cop house, so we'll have an ambulance stationed here 24/7. So as long as we're not on a call, there'll be an ambulance at the cop house.
And what is having a presence here, how does that affect your job and the community?
So what it does is it's gonna, you know, we're gonna have quicker response times to medicals that are in this area. This is obviously an area that's been growing and stuff like that, so we have a lot of medicals and down here, so we wanted to get an ambulance done in this area so that we could get to all these medicals in a quick and efficient way.
Yeah, because that kind of makes a big difference just being right here.
Absolutely.
Right on. So how's the day gone for you so far?
It's gone really well. Good turnout, and I'm glad, you know, all the kids are having fun at the carnival here, so showing the ambulance and stuff and giving away some stuff, so I think it's pretty good so far.
Nice.
I just think, I mean, overall, it's going to be great for the community. It's an added, you know, I'm glad that St. Cloud, the city of St. Cloud thought of us and included us in this project. It's going to be great to be working with them, you know, from this point forward. And just we always have a good relationship with the city of St. Cloud anyways. So, but this is just going to build on to it.
Very cool. So are you all here now? Is the place operational yet? Or
yeah, we've been here for 2 months now since they opened. So we just, you know, decided to have the open house. When the college students came back, so.
Yeah, so now everybody knows about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So. Excellent. Well, all thanks. Right. Thanks so much.
Right. So I would like to introduce St. Cloud's Mayor, Dave Kleiss. Without his leadership at the city, this would not have happened either. So Mayor Kleiss, please come and say a few words.
Now, I own a driver's education business, so I would not be speeding at all. I may be illegally parked, but that's a whole different thing. Now, Brian, thank you for, first of all, I want to thank you, Brian, for your leadership. I can't tell you how impressed I've been. Brian, I think I've asked Brian to either chair a task force or several times, including our government efficiency way back almost 10, 12 years ago. He chaired a public safety task force, and really some of these ideas came out of that. Brian, I just can't say enough about how your willingness to commit in retirement. So I should have retired a long time ago. I had a lot of other projects. So, Brian. I also, and Brian mentioned a lot of the folks that are here. Clearly, this is a collaborative effort. This is one of the, you know, this is a symbol. It symbolizes, I believe, the community collaboration that we have in this community, we've had for a long time. It isn't often you have an ability to have something in a neighborhood that you can go by every day, the Richard C. Wilson Community Outpost, and see, especially in the Rotarians. Rotary has been such a tremendous partner in this community to so many things. We all enjoy Summertime by George, all of the aspects of what the Rotary does. It's great to see Rotary on there too. That's another symbol of the collaborative effort. But this building is. It's more than just an aspect of public safety in a neighborhood. And it's more than just the aspect of, you know, what we're going to be able to do to transform. And this is a neighborhood that is, you know, we know over the past statistically that there have been some challenges. Not even close to the challenges that were experienced and received And that's also a nice thing about this community. The creative individuals, the people that are wearing the uniforms behind me, that look at issues and look at different ways of being ahead of the game, and different ways to collaborate and to find additional resources in the community and bring people together before it becomes a problem, before it becomes a situation that Racine had. This is what we're doing, is taking an advantage of the opportunity to collaborate and work together. And from a regional aspect, this is the core of a city, and that's a core of our region. It's so important that we have that ability to collaborate together. So I can't say enough of all of the signs of all of the, that's what's nice about having a lawn here. You got all the signs. That's just a great example of all the folks that have helped build this facility. This is one of those things, especially, and I've been in there several times with the construction. I want to make my house the next cop house, so you could do some remodeling. No, I'm just kidding. This is a great neighborhood. I'm happy to see a lot of the neighbors that are here. We just had an opportunity at Southside Park over here. We just named that for Larry Hawes. The Boys and Girls Club is over here. You've already got places where are huge examples of collaboration. St. Cloud State just down the road. That's a huge partner in our community. So there's all these symbols of collaboration, and now you put a house right in the middle that made that aspect of it that really is an example for our community. So thank all of you. Thanks everybody behind here, and look for some great things out of this partnership, and continue those partnerships as we move forward.
Whether he was speeding or not, the mayor does not get tickets in St. Cloud, just so you all know. I'm not going to talk for a long time. I'm going to break protocol a little bit. I'm not going to say a word until Dan McClure comes up here. Oftentimes, when you're the head of an organization and you really, really want people to believe and understand that you do want to hear what they have to say, it takes sometimes longer than it should. I'm glad in this case that it did. I'm glad that not only Officer McClure, but the rest of our staff believed me when I told them I was interested in what they had to say. Because without that, we wouldn't be here. Without the generosity and the support, every time we reach out in this community, you all reach back. And I can't tell you how important that is. I've been trying to find a superlative to encapsulate how I feel about this and how you all should feel, and I just can't. Maybe I need to make one up. But thank you is not enough. But that's all I got for you right now, and our hard work and dedication. And we have tremendous plans for this community outpost, and stay tuned. We just barely scratched the surface for what this can be. And I want you guys to always remember, when you see my face and you hear my name, this is the guy right here, Dan McClure.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. That was St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, wrapping up a series of speeches given at the dedication of the Richard C. Wilson St. Cloud Community Outpost, or the Cop House, down on the south side of St. Cloud. It's now been 2 years since that dedication, so how are things going down at the Cop House? We're going to find out. We'll hear from Mayor Dave Kleiss here in a second, but first, going to talk again with the police officer who brought this idea to the attention of the city and was a driving force in getting it done. It's Officer Dan McClure, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the award the city of St. Cloud just received from the United States Department of Justice. It's the L. Anthony Sutton Civic Imagination Award, and is given as recognition for communities who find unique ways to engage with the public and to reduce crime.
Student Award is for Civic Imagination. It's given to one city here in the country, and I believe it started back in maybe the mid-90s. So one city a year has gotten that since mid-90s. Now this year we tied with Charlotte, so there were actually two cities that had received the award. But it's an award basically for our civic imagination and being able to, with the Cop House or Community Outpost, strengthen those relationships down on the south side and in our neighborhood, and providing impactful programs for all of our neighbors and residents down there. So it's a really cool award. I found out about it 3-4 weeks ago. My reaction, I was so excited, just almost overwhelming, because I knew this was a really big thing for us, and you know, to put ourselves on the national map, and the amount of work we've done in the neighborhood and in the house in particular over the last 2+ years, goes without saying. We've got a great team of dedicated officers and professionals that are down there. Stearns County Human Services, Centricare, Health, Mayo Ambulance, and our interns, our cops that are down there, our neighbors, our community leaders have come together, and they've really, you know, we've all put on a really great program, and I don't know where it goes from here. I'm not sure. I think that it will expand as a program. That's what we hope anyway. You know, it definitely is something that that I enjoy doing. It's just great to be able to be impactful in that neighborhood, and to have the kids and even adults come up to you and feel comfortable, even come up to me in uniform. Maybe it's not so much for police matters or police work, but you know, just even ask how you're doing or just start a normal conversation. It's been a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I was down there this afternoon, just kind of dropping in, just like go kind of looking for you and be like, okay, I need to talk to him. You know, where's he at? Yeah, it was pretty lively. You know, there's you know, you had the interns down there, you had some other folks doing other things, or kids in and out of there, you know, different programs and whatnot, and it's just friendly, hanging out, and people doing stuff.
Typical Monday. Currently, right now, we have Stearns County. They have office hours there on Mondays for the WIC program, and it's about 8:30 to 4:30, somewhere in there, and it's all day. So there's someone there available this afternoon. It's every other week on a Monday, but we have a sewing class in the community room put on by Arrive Ministries. So our community room turns into a big sewing class, which is pretty cool. We also have ELL adult literacy tonight in the house. So that's just a typical day. You know, we've had our dental program through Children's Dental Minneapolis. They come up twice a month, restorative care one day and cleaning one day. So we've had a lot of great, we've had great turnout. Over 200 patients have been seen in that dental program. That's either free or very low cost, depending on insurance. So, you know, we are seeing a lot of people come into the house and utilize those services through the tenants that are in the housing, including the police department. And like I said before, it's been pretty impactful. So.
Yeah, it's pretty lively. Yeah. It is tricky, because I was talking to Mayor about this, and it's a tricky thing to talk about, because you're essentially trying to measure things that don't exist. Like, if there's a crime, you could count that and be like, that existed, that happened.
Sure.
But, you know, let's go to the dental program. You help like 200 people with their teeth. What effect does that have? It has a huge effect.
Absolutely.
I don't know if anybody's ever had a toothache, but you know what? That could wreck your day. That could wreck your week, month. That could wreck your budget.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you start off just in something simple like that, then that has a ripple effect. And that's just one program.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really giving back. I mean, it's pay it forward. You know, you help someone, and you'd hope that they turn around and go help someone else. And I think that's just been a good model that we've, you know, been working under for the last couple of years. It's just helping others and what they need, the resources that they possibly need, or just any community help that they want in the neighborhood. And you know, we put the house there specifically to help others in the neighborhood and to reduce crime. But we make sure that they tell us what they want and what they need. Instead of putting the house there and just giving out programs that, you know, we believe we think you need this. And we went door to door and talked to a lot of people and got to hear what they wanted to see down in the house and what the house was all about. So it's more of a community effort, not just police or not just human services. It's everybody that really came together and made a difference in that.
So if somebody would like to, I don't know, contribute or help out or whatever with the house, how would they go about getting a hold of you, or what are some of the needs of the house?
Yeah, absolutely. They can reach out to me via email. It's daniel.mcclure@ci.stcloud.com. www.mn.us. I know it's kind of a long one. They can also call the police department, and they can get a hold of me that way. Just ask for Dan McClure. Otherwise, my voicemail, 320-345-4328. They can get a hold of me there, too.
All right on. Well, thanks for stopping down and chatting today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. And now we speak with St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss.
So, yeah, let's talk about the community outpost down there on the south side. A couple of years ago, it opened up. And, well, how are things going?
They're going well. It's a great example of a partnership and collaboration with the community, with the city of St. Cloud, and as part of the city, our law enforcement, our public safety folks, and St. Cloud State University, with the neighborhood, with the
There's numerous organizations.
Oh, yeah. Public Safety Foundation that was created in the private sector. It's really about that. It's about the collaboration. You can't have collaboration unless you have trust and relationships. I mean, there's no difference there either. People don't just donate their money and their time and their treasure unless there's a relationship that there has to be some trust, and that comes from the discussions we've had. And it's a neighborhood that in a particular house that had some challenges. This comes from an idea from Racine, Wisconsin,
and an officer, police officer moved here, and it's like, hey, we did this thing in Racine,
and so that that's taken. Taping something that works somewhere else. Nothing wrong with stealing great ideas, and we do. I mean, we should do more of that. When something works, you don't need to have to start from scratch. You do that. It's been a great collaboration. I can't speak enough about. It's a good symbol of that collaborative effort and the partnership. It's making a difference. I mean, you take a situation, crime, that's a focus. The city's top priority is public safety and infrastructure is what we do. There's not a lot of other aspects of that. So you take a piece of that and you turn a neighborhood that had challenges and you turn that around. You take a house that had lots of challenges and there aren't those challenges at the house anymore. You've got our public safety. You've got CentraCare that comes out of their St. Cloud State. You've got the EMTs that are stationed right there. You've got the Boys and Girls Club just a block away. You've got a neighborhood that's embraced in a lot of kids and community. And so it's a really neat deal. So it's a great success story. It highlights that collaboration. So again, there's a New York Times story for you.
Yeah.
and that's one of the things that you often don't. Those are the positive pieces that. But you just do it. It's not being done for recognition. It's not being done for anything but other than reducing the negative aspects of a neighborhood and lifting up the positive aspects. And that's what you want to do. You want to make people's lives better in that neighborhood and in the community. And that's what we're doing.
Right on. Any examples of things that have gone on down there or that might not have happened had that place not been there?
Well, I think there were just the reduction in overall calls and incidents and public safety. So, the best thing is the incidents that didn't happen.
That's hard to measure.
It's hard to tell you, but I can tell you the trends were not looking good.
Yeah.
And so if you reverse those trends, you reverse those police calls, the positive things, you measure what you've, you can look at what was like, public safety-wise and what it is now. So, yeah, you can measure those types of things. And, we do annual statistics on it, that are required that we turn into the FBI. We just released that information recently, had a council meeting. Our crime trends are down in general over the city, and that's because of partnerships and our efforts. You look at, the population over the last 30 years has grown 33%. Since when I graduated, I use 30 years because that's when I graduated, 89. St. Cloud State says it's sesquicentennial, so I got 30 years of those were mine, my years, so at least from the 30 years ago. But when I graduated to now, the city's grown 33% in population. But crime is actually down 5%, and that's a trend line over that period of time. It's not a point in time. But if you look at if you want to look at point in time, you can take, from 17 to 18, there's a 19% reduction in crime. There's, if you take from 2008 to 2018, that's a 10-year look back. And there also is a 10% reduction in crime. So, those are, you know, the
that's significant.
Yeah. So often it's just it's what are we talking about before? You focus on the negative, and people always do. It's you know, I don't know what it is. I'm not a psychologist, but I can tell you that I've been told by psychologists that it takes 21 positive things to outweigh the negative thing that you know experienced.
I've heard that. Yep.
So there's the case. I mean, you remember the negatives, and so in the media is full with crime. I mean, sometimes I think they just print the crime blatter or whatever, and then, you know, rather than focus, you know, and so you're barraged with that. You remember that. You gets repeated on social media, but it's not reflective of the overall statistics. Of course there's going to be crime.
Yeah, overall, people who are getting along together are boring.
Yeah, that's right.
What'd you do today? Well, I don't know. I just did laundry, went to work. How about you? Yeah, hey, me too.
And I can tell you that 98% of the community didn't commit a crime yesterday.
Hey, there you go.
You know, where's that report? 98% of people did not come out, you know, did not kill, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, is there going to be crime? I suppose if, you know, from Cain and Abel, I guess, there's stories that have been written that go back quite some time.
I was going to say,
violence and murder, and, you know. And
it gets brought up a lot, actually, throughout various religious texts, if you will, is they always say, hey, there's always going to be crime, because this is about a person making a choice. Yeah. And the person makes a poor choice, and guess what? A crime happens.
Well, I hope at some point there's not. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. But and the reduction has taken place, but you know, based on history, I mean, you're not going to, you know, you want to do whatever you can and to eliminate that. And when you focus, one of the other pieces of the cop house is working with a lot of young people. So if you can change their path, we have our cops, they've got a PALS program too. That's cops working with these young folks, the Boys and Girls Club. They've got, the police chief has been really. And the department has been really, in the city in general, as I talked about the empowering youth. We've got the Skyla program that works with young boys and girls. It's kind of a boot camp. It's a process to try to, you know, really focus intensely on that mentoring and that importance of, you know, relationships and good role models and putting people on the right path. So if you focus on young people, and the same thing we do with school resource officers in the school district, you know, take them, put them on a trajectory that's not a trajectory of, you know, that might be sending them down the negative road. That's relationships. I mean, I just recognize the big brothers, big sisters, and those are relationship pieces that build. That mentoring programs are so important. So yes, we can reduce crime. We can reduce those numbers, and you see a lot of the statistics where we were doing that. You know, I'd love to, you know, eliminate that, but that's the goal. So we're going to keep working on that. We're not just going to continually be reactionary. It's also going back to our previous topic. We can react to everything. We should be building instead, and constantly building. Don't let people take you off your focus of that building community. Same thing with public safety. Don't let people take your focus. We can't constantly be reacting to everything. We should be proactive in this area, and we do that in public safety, the cops house. It's not just changing. It's changing the neighborhood by being proactive. It's not. We're not going in there just arresting a bunch of people in the neighborhood.
No.
We're going in there. We're changing a negative house, and we're building the community and taking something positive and strengthening the neighborhood because of it. And so, yeah, I'd put a house like that everywhere if we can. I mean, I told them to make my house that piece. It's a place where it's a welcoming, comfortable, safe place in a neighborhood where that house wasn't considered welcoming, comfortable, or safe.
And that was St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss wrapping up today's Untold Story of Central Minnesota, where we visited the Richard C. Wilson St. Cloud Community Outpost, or Cop House, 2 years ago at the dedication, and now we revisit to see if these numerous partner organizations have lived up to what they promised. And with the honor of the Justice L. Anthony Sutton Civic Imagination Award from the United States Department of Justice, it looks as if they have. For links to more information on the St. Cloud Cop House and how you can help or receive help from the agencies involved, you can find it on the City of St. Cloud website by typing in Cop House, or you can find it on our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the page for this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amper's Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.